Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Yeah.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
What's happening? What are you calling about?
I'm calling, my husband's code name is Cheeto.
Cheeto. Not Cheeto. All right. Not bad. I mean, it's 7 o'clock on a Monday morning. I'll
sure.
take that call.
He went from Cheeto to Cheeto.
Yes. Yes. All right. I want you to know that Scott from Weymouth has been on hold for an hour, full hour. I haven't put him on yet. You want me to put him on, or what do you want?
No, it's dry January.
It's dry January.
Yeah. LB's back. We got a lot going on.
LB is back.
Dry January.
Yeah.
All right. What do you want? When do you want him to call back? Thursday? Wednesday?
38th of February.
That's it.
I'm a forgiving man now.
You're reformed?
Yeah.
Okay.
I care about people.
When do you want me to tell him to call back?
7:50.
Tomorrow or 7:30 today?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know.
Never.
Scott, maybe we should.
What do you mean never?
Never call.
I mean, the guy, you can't ban somebody. It's not like we can block somebody from calling a radio station.
No, but you have the free will to not pick up the call.
Yes.
All right, so just leave him on hold?
Sure.
All right.
Let's
you can still hear the show.
Yeah, I'll consider it a challenge.
We'll work it out.
All right.
Well, Danielle, first of all, what do you have against me?
All right, should we get to the text code word, and then we will continue with the news here at WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston. You know, I can't win on this show. Here's a 617 angry text at 701. Yeah, Greg. It's hilarious that our president could possibly be working for the Russians. One big joke. I bet if it was Obama, you wouldn't be making light of the situation. Listen, if you really believe that the president of the United States is a secret Russian agent, then have at it. I don't personally think that the man would be smart enough to be a secret Russian agent and to have set this all up well in advance.
Smart enough, is he? Or is he just playing dumb?
Oh, I see. I get where you're going with this.
Look at these tool bags. Yeah. They think I'm stupid. Great.
I like how it was outrageous for anyone to suggest whether or not Barack Obama was a citizen of the country, but it's fine and dandy to determine based on some errant news report that the president is a secret Russian agent. That's fine. Everything is fine.
Everybody's got their thing,
right?
Right. You know, Kennedy slept with Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
You know? Come on. Johnson had a huge... Johnson.
Hey.
Yeah. Here's a text that says, yes, what was his evil plan? Russia sent him here to fix our economy? Yes, that was the evil plan.
I just think it's incredible. Like, where's the hatred when Trump was doing millions and billions of dollars in business with Russia?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, he's a billionaire that does business all over the planet.
He is a billion-dollar industry.
So I'm just, where was the hatred before he was president saying, how could you do business with Russia?
Because it wasn't about the country. That was it.
Yeah, he wasn't running the country.
Yeah.
The conflict of interest.
But the people of the country elected him. So,
right.
Some of us are still pissed about that.
Obviously, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. All right. Well, what else is in the news this morning, Danielle?
Well, we warned you that this was going to happen, and you didn't listen. In Utah, a teenager is possibly facing a reckless driving charge for doing the Bird Box Challenge.
Ah, yes.
On the highway.
We discussed this. Yes. Yes, we did.
A 17-year-old girl was driving on Layton Parkway in Utah near Interstate 15. She decided that she was going to blindfold herself and then pulled a beanie over her eyes and kept driving. Shortly after she did that, she overcorrected, skidded into the opposing lanes, hit another car, a light pole, and a sound wall. Thankfully, no one was injured, but this is Lieutenant Travis Lehman with the Layton Police Department.
So she covered her eyes with her beanie and ended up losing control of her car, drifting into the westbound lanes and striking another car. Caused some pretty significant damage to both her truck and the car that she hit. And then she ended up hitting a light pole and also the... luckily, nobody was hurt, but there was quite a bit of damage to the cars.
Idiot. Idiot.
This is just like the movie. People see something, they freak out, and then they try to kill themselves. Here, people watch a movie, they freak out, and they try to kill themselves.
Only in America. Only in America. The bird brain challenge. That's what people are doing.
That's perfect.
It's the bird brain challenge. All right. Let's see. It is 7:06. Thank you, Danielle.
Welcome.
And, of course... we are delighted to have LB back with the show. I'm going to have to keep repeating all of these things on every 10 minutes on the show. I am losing my voice. Some kind of thing is going around where you lose your voice. You don't have any other symptoms. I don't have a stuffed up nose. I don't have my glands are not hurting. I don't have a sore throat. I have just almost completely lost my voice. So that's what's going on with that. To answer your questions, LB is back. He had his surgery, tumor removed. He is looking, well, he looks about the same, but he feels good.
I'm thinner, kid.
And it's time for today's sports.
And now, LB.
I don't need to know what Google is because I can Google it to get to Google.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Yesterday, Sony Michel ran for 3 scores, and Bubs Edelman put up 150-plus yards in catches from BFF number 12, Tom Brady.
Brady under center. Brady on a give. Michel slicing up the middle. Michel, spin move into the end zone. Touchdown. The hat trick for Sony Michel. And the route is on in Foxborough.
Yeah, were you there, Hillman?
Of course, LB. I'm a diehard. What do you expect?
Yeah, the Patriots, they won big.
I was there hours before tailgating. Oh, okay. with the diehards, and hours afterwards celebrating. What a huge win.
Yeah, 41-28. They had the huge lead at the half. Good job. Oh, sorry.
Any reaction?
I thought we were having a conversation.
We are. I mean, you want me to take over? I could take over.
Well, you were there.
I mean, listen, Tom Brady has done it again. And the naysayers, the haters, the entire country is now rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs, and it will be the Patriots who have got to go on the road and win an AFC championship on the road. Very difficult to do, but if anybody can do it, it'll be this team.
He was there, LB, which means he was too busy having conversations in the suite to see what was happening on the field.
I saw the whole entire game. I watched it all. I watched it all.
Oh, here's TB on his bud Edelman and an incredible performance.
Yeah, he's such a great player and just great teammate, competitor, and had a great game today. So he came up big. We needed it, and we'll need it next week too.
And, of course, there's no post-game retirement conversation, but our bud the Gronk.
I was focused on LA the whole game, and it's going to be the same thing this week. I'm all in right now. We got the Kansas City Chiefs now. It's going to be another week of preparation, and I haven't thought about anything like that, so just got to go all in, keep on focusing, keep on doing what we got to do, and I got to keep on doing what I got to do to help this team out to win next week.
Very well may have been Gronk's last game at Gillette Stadium. Those reports began to circulate again yesterday before the game, and I don't doubt that the man has, when it comes to his body, He's it's broken down, and I don't doubt that this is his last season. I think it probably is Gronk's last season.
Look, he's going to go out on top. He's going to be a Super Bowl champ.
Yes.
And he's going to be healthy and be able to walk with his kids. The afternoon NFC tilt has the Saints versus the Rams at the Superdome. I think it's like a 3:05 kickoff. Bruins versus the Canadiens tonight at the Garden, 7 p.m. puck drop. Bees beat Toronto Saturday night, 3-2 up north. Black and Gold are third in the Atlantic. Pasta's on his way to the All-Star game. He's having an incredible season, just phenomenal. The kid's one of the most talented people I've seen play the game. It's like Sidney Crosby stuff, so good for him. The Bruins have wins in six of their last seven. The Celtics are in Brooklyn tonight. Seas have lost two to Miami and Orlando on the road this week. Seas are 6.5 back in the East. 7:30 tip-off tonight. College hoops tonight, top 25. Number 2, Duke is in action. Number 9, Kansas. Number 13, Florida State. Number 24, Indiana Hoosiers. Great movie. Check it out. I'm LB. It's NAF Sports Minute.
All right. Thank you, LB. It is 7:10. And coming up at 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So you can leave one of those right now at 617-779-5463. That is 617-779-5463. So many Patriots-related stories and outcomes with regard to that game that you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message about. Danielle, I don't know if you did you watch the game yesterday?
Bits and pieces.
Bits and pieces?
Yeah,
who watches bits? What do you mean bits and pieces? It sounds like a complete lie. What do you mean bits and pieces?
I was at a networking event for wildlife rehabbers, so I had to watch the game through people
and
a great horned owl who showed up at the party. Okay?
I see. I'm guessing that they didn't have the game on at a networking event for wildlife rehabbers.
They did. Many people were wearing their jerseys. I have photos to prove it.
Oh, they were wearing their jerseys.
This gathering was planned well before the Patriots made it to this game.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's important.
Well, you may not have noticed that for the first time ever, there was a female referee on the field working a playoff game. Extraordinary.
Yes.
And so you might want to leave a Hillmail voicemail message about that, or about the return of LB, or any other topic. Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. Here's a text. LB, this is for you.
Yeah.
I have never been so happy to hear LB stumble through the sports. It's great to have him back.
Yeah.
They are delighted to have you back.
Where did I stumble?
Well, I don't know. I mean, these people are nitpickers. Well, they're nitpickers.
I thought you wanted to talk about the game because you were at the game. Yeah, I stopped.
They give you
a chance to interject.
They are showing you love. They are delighted to have you back, and we will be right back.
Well, you mentioned it, your 8th straight AFC Championship game, and it's a rematch against Kansas City. This time, though, in Arrowhead. What can we expect from that one?
It'll be a good game. They're a good team, and we played them earlier this year. I know everyone thinks we suck and, can't win any games, so we'll see. It'll be fun.
There he is, feisty bestie after the game, and it is going to be a challenge, but a challenge that your New England Patriots are up for, I think, on Sunday, the AFC Championship at Arrowhead, and the greatest quarterback in the NFL against the quarterback of the future for the NFL. If you listen to the experts, the prognosticators, when it comes to Mahomes, everybody thinks he's going to be Tom Brady in the next 3 or 4 years. And so could not be more excited about this. And certainly there are a lot of additional stories that go along with that win yesterday. And those are, was that the final game that Rob Gronkowski will ever play at Gillette Stadium? What What if Tom Brady and the Patriots do get back to the Super Bowl? Mm. And what if they do win?
Right.
What does Tom Brady do at the end of this season? Why is he posting sentimental Instagram photos at 9:45 yesterday and saying that this is the one that mattered? This is the only one that mattered. Is that because it was his final game that he's ever going to play at Gillette Stadium? There are a lot of ancillary stories that go along with this AFC Championship game on Sunday.
At the end of this month, when someone offers you that drink before February 1st,
yes,
I want you to post the same picture.
I'm going to.
This is the one that matters.
Listen, I can relate. People have been saying I suck forever, and I'm still here. 29 years later, I'm still here.
Well, I don't get where everybody forgot where Brady said he was going to play till he was like
48, a couple more years, 40 to 45. He did say that, but I think the temptation to go out on top mm-hmm. will be strong. So, updating a bunch of things. LB is back. You're hearing his voice.
Hey.
He had a tumor removed from his bladder. And because he's an old man like me, we got the full details on how they did it, what they put up his tiny piece in order to get up in there and how they took it out. And now, has many times when people get a cancer diagnosis,
yes,
it completely changes them. Their life flashes before their eyes. I don't know that you remember much, but have you? I mean, did this change you?
Yeah. I the only thing that really changed is to have some anxiety about, you know, my son Will just turned 9. You know, you have that thought,
right?
And so that was, you know, that was pretty tough.
Yeah.
That's why I was so emotional.
But, I mean, you were texting me over the weekend. You were over hanging out at the garage with the fellas. I mean, they've embraced you. I mean, did they?
No.
Have they accepted you back into their circle? I mean, did they nurse you back to health?
Yes.
The guys over at the garage?
Yes, they did.
They did?
There was a full keg.
All right. Good. Good. Now, here's somebody who says, please tell Greg to go home. His voice sounds horrible. If you guys tell me to go home, I will go home right now.
No.
I just got LB back. No,
should
hang
I go
out.
Home?
No. Hang out.
Wait, but you don't have any symptoms.
I don't have any symptoms.
Yeah,
it's just the voice.
Yeah.
It's
a sickness.
You smoked a pack of Marlboros.
Listen, all of you are going to get it because everybody's been texting in that they had relatives and friends who had it. It's going around right now. You don't have any symptoms. You just lose your voice.
So you brought the sick into the office.
I did bring the sick into the office. I could leave right now if anybody would like.
No,
I could head home.
It's fine. Just stay. It's fine.
I could.
No, seriously, it's fine. Just stay.
I got one more. Today's the last day that Julia Hill is home before going back to St. Lawrence. We shipped B Hill back to Bentley last night, so I could go home and have breakfast with Julia Hill if you want.
Is Jules? Was she been off for like 6 weeks now?
Yeah. Well, they have these kids have long, long breaks.
Insane.
I mean,
it's
a couple of months. I could go home and go to Orange Theory with Julia. I mean, if you like,
no,
you
could.
I
no.
could do that.
Look, I'm up on the leaderboard.
Let's see.
Trump's spy name?
What?
Orange Theory.
Yes. Somebody said when we were talking about it a little while ago, somebody suggested that his secret Russian code name is Agent Orange.
Oh,
I thought that was
my God.
That was a pretty good one.
That is excellent.
That's a pretty good one. let's see. Here's a text that says, Greg, don't you love how every year there is talk about a quarterback that is going to be the next Tom Brady, and yet they win nothing in the playoffs? Well, don't underestimate this Chiefs team. I mean, they beat up on the Colts pretty bad.
Yeah,
I don't know if you watched that game or not, but that's a good football team. That's a tough place to play.
Yes. Loudest stadium in the NFL.
And it is, I mean, it is, it's going to be, it's going to require everything that Bill Belichick has when it comes to game planning. Now, listen, I think he completely outwitted the entire coaching staff of the LA Chargers by completely flipping his defense up yesterday. And I yeah. think if there's anybody who can do it, he can do it. But I just like this could not be a better scenario, yeah. which is that everybody has written Tom Brady off. And you know it is killing, absolutely destroying Derek the Steelers fan. And he couldn't stop tweeting at me yesterday.
Oh, was he
tweeting? He couldn't help himself. And I'm sure he's going to call. D. I know he is going to call at some point. And we will await his phone call.
Who's the kid right. from Bama? Kyler Murray?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. There's the new Patriots quarterback after Well, Thomas's.
A lot of people Oof. Think it'll be Nick Foles, that the Patriots will pick him up after the unfortunate news yesterday that the Eagles will not be Ooh. Flying on.
Mm.
So, all right, we're going to meet Monday's Mutt in a little while, and that is this week. It is a 3-year-old pit bull named Dottie. And so we'll meet Monday's Mutt coming up in just a little bit.
Is this pit bull a lunch lady?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. She works with Mildred.
All right.
I said at the start of the show today that I was going to have to answer the same questions over and over again. It's going to be one of those shows. So I answered the why I'm talking like this question. I answered the LB's back and he is by her strong question. Here is the what happened to Maddie and Nick question. Is that something that is allowed to be spoken about? Yes, everything is allowed to be spoken about. This is America.
They are Voldemort.
They're Maddie and Nick, the afternoon show, their contract was not renewed by the company. They are, as I said earlier, I spoke to all three of those guys on Friday night. They are, first of all, Maddie... I've been friends with Maddie since he was, this will sound, how creepy is it? But since he was 12 and I was 14 and I was his paper boy,
uh-huh.
We used to play hoops out in the driveway
yep.
in Stowe. Nick began his involvement here at WAAF on this show,
mm-hmm.
Calling in his Fitzy about football. And Stiz,
wait a minute. And- Nick is Fitzy?
And Stiz Grimy, yo!
Yo!
Stiz began his radio career as an assistant producer on this show. So they're all.
Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel.
They are. They're all three very talented people, and they will, I'm sure, as the saying goes, land on their feet. And they are extraordinary individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And
you bet, man.
These, as I said earlier, these decisions are made way higher up on the intelligence scale than I sit at and that others sit at. And so to answer your question, that is an update on them. Some are wondering whether LB will be moving to the hosting position for the afternoon
oh,
show.
Oh, could you oh, imagine God. The party?
The LB... The
you
buyers,
take care of yourself, man.
Buyers and company in the afternoon would,
do
be,
it.
Would be an appropriate program.
That would, but buyers and company in the afternoon would basically be having Bob Hanna on standby every day for the rest of the existence
right.
of the show.
Right, and medics.
Bob Hanna.
Why are you trying to sink my ship already
I
over
think,
there?
I think you have steered the ship into waters that have shown that
but
it's
it'd be
prone
genius
to
have me on in the afternoon. Are you all right?
Why?
I could be out doing promotions every
there it
night.
Is. There it is.
Sleep till
oh,
noon.
No.
Yeah. Prep for 3 hours. Come in.
What?
Bang it out.
Yeah.
We
that
have all
proposal.
Kinds of talent.
No.
By
have,
the
like,
way.
Pro athletes, musicians, strippers.
By the way, could you move to the middle of the deck because the ship is listed based on which side you're standing on?
That by the way, photos of ships listing is yeah. something that always gets me. It
Why?
Freaks me the hell out.
Really?
Yeah, it really scares the crap out of me.
Why?
Wow.
It just looks crazy.
You don't do a lot of boating.
No, I mean, I don't.
You listen to a lot of yacht rock, but you don't do a lot of boating.
But it freaks me out, the thought of like maybe being on a ship that's listing at 20 degrees.
Do they take the picture and then go save the people, or do they take the picture and just let the people die?
I think there's some strategy involved. Yeah. Might let a few, you know, cargo containers slide off. I don't know the logistics. It just freaks me out.
Now, here's the answer. If you love, I'll just tell those of you that are texting in, with hostility. If you love, this is just advice to use in life. If you love a radio show, listen to it all the time and only listen to that show. And then that is a way in which your favorite radio show can stay on the air. Your favorite radio show must have ratings and listeners. So if you love a show, listen to it all the time. If you're somebody who flips around, I get it. People flip around the dial. Don't be disappointed if your show doesn't end up being on. It's kind of a fact of life.
It's like when the local pizza joint closes and they do a big news story on it because the guy's been open for 65 years.
Yeah.
And then everyone has to go there for their last meal. It's like, dude, if you guys went there over the last 2 years,
right.
Then the guy would still be in business.
The guy would still be in business.
So don't cry at the end.
Right.
Do your best to support in the middle.
Right, exactly. All right. I didn't think that there was anything that you could do that would get you kicked out of a Walmart, but apparently one woman over the weekend learned that there is something that you can do to get kicked out of a Walmart.
And I'm kind of surprised, given the beverage in question, that this didn't happen at Target, knowing all my Target moms.
Uh-huh.
But happened in Wichita Falls, Kansas. Police on Friday morning got a call from the local Walmart about a woman who had been driving a motorized shopping cart around the parking lot for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
And was reportedly drinking wine out of a Pringles can.
Oh. Where have you been all my life?
Well, I mean, you know, in an emergency, I would think that the cardboard would eventually dissolve because of the wine. But apparently.
Not if you drink it fast.
Yeah. So apparently, in an emergency wine situation at 1 o'clock, you can use a Pringles container as a vessel for a delicious Chardonnay, or in her case, probably some kind of a wine cooler or something like that.
What flavor were the Pringles? Because that really matters. With the
I agree.
A dusting of cheesy pizza or Thanksgiving dinner or know, sour cream and onion. Mm-hmm.
Chew Dog, do you think she pretended to chew so that the cops wouldn't think she was drinking? She was actually eating the Pringles?
When you're riding around a parking lot for 2 hours on a scooter, I think that that's not a real concern at that point.
All right, so she was promptly arrested.
Cops got there, she had left, but they were able to locate her at a nearby restaurant. They did not arrest her, but they did officially ban her from Walmart.
Oh, banned from Walmart.
I mean, that's saying something.
That's an accomplishment. oh, my God. Yes, cheers to her.
Golf club.
All right. What else is in the news today, Danielle?
There's a new member of the Pervert Teacher Association.
And now the Hillman Morning Show presents...
Sexual education. Haven't you learned that yet?
No.
PTA.
We're going to talk again about the parts of your body.
Pervert Teachers Association.
Damn it, where are all these sexed up teachers when I was a kid?
Well, we're heading to Rochester, Michigan. A high school teacher has been fired and is now facing criminal charges for allegedly having sex with teen boys.
Boys?
Plural.
Oh.
Who are students at the school.
She was busy.
She was very busy, not working on her lesson plans. Catherine Hodling is her name. She's 26 years old. She's facing 6 counts of criminal sexual conduct in the second degree. The boys with whom she's accused of having relationships are ages 16 and 17. She was a first-year teacher who's taught special education at the school. One of the teens was a student in her class. She is recently married. I believe her husband is standing by her.
Oh, yes. Of course he is.
Yes.
Idiot.
Of course he is.
And neighbors are, of course, very surprised about this. Never would have seen something like that, you know, as behavior that she would engage in. I guess a parent found a video of a group of students partying with her and then brought that information to the school administrators, and then one of the students that she was involved with heard about the video, so he decided to give them information about the alleged relationship.
Well, was she killing it at beer pong or something like that?
No, she was guzzling wine out of a Pringles can.
All right, I am going to tweet right now for you a photo of this teacher so that you can be updated completely on this story, and that she has the crazy eyes, if you're wondering. That is now available for you on my Twitter feed, Greg Hill, WAAF, to follow me on Twitter.
Looking for a furry new friend?
Hey, guys. You ready to let the dogs out?
Let the Hillman Morning Show help you.
What about the dogs? What about the dogs?
It's time to meet Monday's mutt.
Dog speed.
On WAAF.
All right, time now for Monday's Mutt. And Danielle, what can you tell us about Monday's Mutt this week?
Monday's Mutt this week is Dottie. She's a 3-year-old pit bull. She's a little shy, but she is absolutely beautiful, complete sweetheart. Raina is here with us from CARE South Coast, and she can tell us more about Dottie's personality and what kind of home she needs.
Hi, Raina.
Hi, Greg.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Tell us a little bit about Dottie.
All right. So Dottie is a 3-year-old pit bull type mix. She is normally shy. Right now she's not. She's loving all the guys. Yeah. So, Greg, if you'd like to meet her, she will probably crawl into your lap.
That's fine. I don't get much activity in my app, my lap these days, so I'll take whatever I can get.
She's here for you. So, yeah. She came to us as a stray, actually. She had some chains on her when they found her. Very scared, very timid. Right now she's in a foster home and doing amazing. So we've had her for about 9 months, not any hits, really, barely any type of people asking about her.
Really?
The problem is she's doesn't really like other animals.
Okay.
She won't lunge or pull or anything. She just doesn't want them in her space. So when you're walking, you're not having any sort of issues. And we say kids 10 plus just because she's nervous. So it's more for her well-being.
Yes, yes.
Than it is about her being aggressive to kids, because she's not aggressive at all. So that scares people away on paper. But if they met her,
yeah.
Yeah.
She'd go home in a heartbeat.
She's a lover, man.
In a heartbeat.
She's unbelievable.
She's awesome. We are Facebook Live if you want to see Dottie. Facebook.com/WAAFRocks. And you incredibly amazing people have given homes to well over 70 dogs. And Dottie is slobbering all over everybody here in the studio and would like to do that at your home, too.
Yes.
So how does one go about finding Dot? Oh, we got another spokesperson. What's your name? Good morning, I'm Angela. Angela, we got the two of you here. All right, Angela, how does somebody go about giving Dottie a forever home?
So Dottie, you can either go to CARE South Coast on Facebook, or you could also email caredogsvolunteer@gmail.com.
Okay.
And you can express your interest, and when you email, you'll get kicked back an application for her. As you can see, she is beautiful.
Yeah,
she is. Unbelievable.
She really is.
Yeah, the pictures, unfortunately, don't do her justice.
Yeah, they don't.
We say that all the time. Yeah. Her eyes, like, you can't capture it, but she's so pretty.
Yeah, she really is beautiful. All right, so I just shared on my Instagram story some video of Dottie, GregHill107, to check that out. If you're not following me on Instagram, you can see Dottie on our Facebook Live, facebook.com/WAAFRocks. Check her out right now, and I'm hoping that somebody will give her a new home for 2019. All right, guys, thanks for bringing Dottie in.
Thanks for having us.
All right,
thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and we'll be right back. Well, it is 7:50, and a lot going on around here for a Monday. LB is back. Successful surgery to remove his hair and a tumor. No, he's still, the lettuce is fine. Lettuce looks good. And he's back and ready for 2019. And we got a lot going on this week on the show. On tomorrow's show, I have a new game, and I think you'll like it. It is called R. Kelly Lyric or Not.
Oh, no.
Okay? R. Kelly, yes. R. Kelly Lyric or Not on tomorrow's show. By the way, R. Kelly's lawyer was interviewed over the weekend, and he acknowledged that R. Kelly did indeed marry Aaliyah when she was 15.
Yeah.
However, he explains it away by mentioning Elvis at the end.
Oh, great.
At the end of the interview. I think we have that audio for you right now.
Does he deny ever having a sexual relationship with someone who was under the age of consent?
Yes, he absolutely does.
Was he married to Aaliyah when she was 15?
He was married to her when she was 15. Elvis was married to Priscilla.
But so then 15 is not of the age of legal consent, right? I mean,
right. Except that my understanding is that she did not claim to be 15. And in order to get married, she had to lie about her age.
And he is saying that he had no idea.
No idea.
Oh, yeah. No idea.
Oh, please.
He had no idea.
Right. I thought she was 18. Right.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Well, I think when you hear our game tomorrow, R. Kelly Lyric or Not, you'll understand that he had every idea. He appeared to have every single idea. And this is Alex on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Alex?
Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Driving out to Adams right now.
You're what?
Driving out to Adams, Mass right now.
Oh, Mike,
the Berkshires.
Why do you have to go out there? Alex?
Am I losing you?
Yeah, well, you're kind of losing us. Why are you heading out there?
I work for National Grid, and we're doing some work out there, wrapping it up. I've been out here for about a year now.
Okay. and you are calling about, I understand, the Millennial Olympics on Friday?
Correct. I am.
Now, you would like to be a contestant?
I absolutely would.
How old are you?
I am 24.
Okay, 24.
Hubba.
And I think that, are you the same Alex that reached out on Instagram and said you wanted to get in?
Yes, Alexandria.
Okay, all right. So, listen, are you available on Friday?
I can be, yes.
Okay. Now, do you own your own car? Because this is surprising some people. What's the deal?
I do have a truck. I do. I can get there.
And you actually pay for it yourself? And
by myself.
I don't know. might be too advanced for this particular game.
Oh, no.
all right. Yeah, if you can be here in Brighton on Friday, then you could be in. I think we have, four contestants so far for the Millennial Olympics show, or do we have five?
I think we have three.
We have three.
Yeah.
Alex would make four?
Right.
Okay. Alex, you are in.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
I can't wait to meet you guys.
You are in. Hang on for a moment, and you shall be a part of the Millennial Olympics on Friday. We are still looking for contestants, and that will happen throughout the show on Friday. Did you bring in that item?
No, one of our engineers did.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if we want to use it or not. Could be interesting.
I think we should have
other stuff, but
that is going to be a part of the identify this item, this technological item portion of the Millennial Olympics on this show on Friday.
Right. And so, it's not a bong.
No. No.
Yet.
Good point out there.
All right, so if you want to get in on that, you can call 617-764-WAAF today, tomorrow. We'll try to wrap it up and have all of our contestants assembled and ready for Friday. Here's a 978 text asking what the qualifications are to be involved. You have to be able to have your parents drop you off here on mm-hmm. Friday. Mm-hmm. You have to not have to go to work on Friday morning. And you have to know nothing about the technology that existed when back in the 80s when I was a young individual.
Mm-hmm. And when you say don't have to go to work, don't quit your job like a lot of millennials do.
Right.
My friend's going to Newport. I'm going to quit.
All right. So we will get to the Millennial Olympics on Friday show, and I hope that you will be here based on the calls that we were getting last week. Those who don't know what call waiting is, those who don't know how to make a collect call. Mm-hmm. There are going to be a lot of interesting things that happen on Friday's show. There was something you wanted to talk about here, Danielle. I don't remember what it was.
The mistaken Bigfoot sightings in North Carolina.
Yes.
Now, in Mocksville, which that's even funny because of the name, North Carolina, they have a Bigfoot statue in a wooded area. It's 8 feet tall. It's got glaring red marble eyes, and those eyes reflect light. So when people are driving by this wooded area, they see the glare of these two red eyes and a large, imposing figure. So the Animal Services Department in Davie County, North Carolina, keeps getting calls about Bigfoot, Sasquatch, whatever you want to call them, in the woods. So they've had to go as far as posting on Facebook to let people know, hey, this is just a statue. It's not Bigfoot. Relax. We get reaction from one local resident.
I've always thought that there was something in them woods. I thought, oh my gosh. I mean, people were just saying, you know, no. I said, well, come over here and look. Kind of wild looking.
Well, that explains it. That explains it.
Wow.
Enough said.
I mean, the statue looks nothing like Bigfoot. I mean, it doesn't look at all like Bigfoot. It just looks like looks more like a ninja than it looks like Bigfoot.
Ninja Bigfoot.
Obviously, yeah. It doesn't look anything at all like Bigfoot. But I guess, you know, it's confusing at night. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My big question is why?
Why
was it built? Why did someone put it out there?
Because it's
why.
Fine.
Yeah.
You know, like I got the 8 foot Canadian Mountie sitting on top of my driveway. It freaks people out when their lights shine on them.
Is it a legitimate one? Where did you get that from?
Bugaboo. Bugaboo Creek.
You knew a guy.
You stole it from Bugaboo. All right. Well, you know what I will do is I will share a link to this on Twitter so that you can check it out for yourself and see if you would be afraid of the Bigfoot statue. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we get to Hill Mail, Danielle?
Yeah. Real quickly, there's a new legislative package that was unveiled by Mayor Marty Walsh last Thursday. And one of the things that's included is that Mayor Walsh would like to pass a provision that's kind of in play in a few places right now, but it would expand it to a statewide protocol that doctors would have to ask patients